Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the DVCA Show. This week's episode brought to you by our very good friends at Tonkin Legal. We're joined in the studio this week by a member of one of the newest teams to the DVCA, Rivergum Cricket Club, their first 11 playing in Mash Shield, and Matthew Perry, fresh off 105 not out for Rivergum in their win over Thomastown Cricket Club last Saturday, Sunday. He's going to talk us through how his club is finding home in their new association. Matthew, thank you for coming and joining us.
Nice, thanks for having me.
So, a good start so far for Rivergum, all things must be considered. Win over Dennis, now another win over Thomastown on the weekend. How are you guys finding the DVCA and the Mash Shield standard?
Yeah, it's been really good. Obviously, we come across not knowing much at all, but we're being pleasantly surprised how competitive it actually is. You know, I think we'd come up against Hurstbridge round one and they were a really good side. And obviously Dennis come across an MCA and they put up a really good fight. And then we definitely didn't have it all our own way against Thomastown on the weekend. So it's been really good, a really good challenge. And that's part of the reason why we come across, just to, you know, week in, week out, have that challenge and, you know, no real sort of easy beats and keep us really focused. So it's been a great start so far.
So you're a long timer at Rivergum yourself, best part of 24 years of the club. Yep. So long time in JICA. Is there any distinctions you've noticed about the DVCA in your first three matches?
I don't want to say anything bad about the old comp where we come from, but it seems like a lot more professional, the way teams go about it. There's no, like I said before, there's no easy beats. Also found playing on some brilliant ground so far as well. And yeah, obviously we're in Mash Shield, and obviously up the grades will be much, obviously even more competitive. That's where we want to be sort of hopefully in the next 4 to 5 years. So yeah.
A really strong batting performance on the Saturday put you in the box seat against Thomastown. The 105, how were you pacing yourself across that knock?
Yeah, it's slow most of the part. I think at one point we were 4 for 38 and sort of put the handbrake on, and Gary Bell comes to the crease and we put on 100. We had to really dig deep there. We had sort of, I think it's Bainbridge from Thomastown. It was
bold. Yeah, he's a bit nippy.
Yeah, he was bold. He had his tail up, his bone. Wheels broke me bad, actually. Hit the splice.
No way.
Yeah, he was bowling pretty sharp. So
it's like a clean snap, or just
it's cracked. So yeah. I just probably have to use it till it fully breaks anyhow.
Oh, so you had to stick it out with it.
Yeah, I still used it. Didn't want to change it. So yeah, see how that goes next week. But yeah, he was bowling really quick and had a couple of spinners, and they had the tails up, and then we sort of 8 for 180, and you know, still 15 overs to go, and Daniel Young come in and we put on 50-odd, and so he stuck around. And yeah, if it wasn't for those two, I definitely wouldn't have made me 100, so I've got to thank them. And they helped us to a good total, and we were able to defend it. Not without a scare, though. They batted really well. Mate, I think it was 186. And they had a really good batsman up the top. I think his name was Butta. He was really impressive. Yeah, so yeah, they'll beat some sides this year, no doubt about it.
It actually shows where the match is won and lost, the point where you guys got to 180 and then you were able to engineer really good late inning stands.
Yeah, definitely. We sort of, everyone that bats in our lineup down to 11 can hold a stick, so that's a positive. But yeah, we've certainly got a bit of work to do, like around building partnerships and so forth. So yeah, lucky it's early in the year, can work on that.
Actually, all 11 of your fellas being able to bat segues quite neatly into my next question. So even before you guys came across from JICA, Rivergum was renowned in the DVCA as having a lot of really strong, hard-hitting, could score freely from the first ball in their innings type of batters. And over the weekend and the last couple of weeks, we've seen similar sort of numbers to indicate that, not just in your Mash Shield side, but I looked down at your second 11 in C grade, Mohammad Haja, 73. Leo Flynn in F1 hit a century over the weekend. Does it surprise you to learn that DVCA clubs had this established idea of Rivergum being a very strong batting club?
I guess coming across from the NMCA, we had some big scores here and there, and I guess we are predominantly a batting club even. I can't really put my finger on as to why exactly that is, but I guess when it comes to training, we sort of, everyone trains together. You know, we don't have like the ones go off and train in the nets by themselves and the rest, you know, go out in the middle. It's sort of, if one team's in the middle, we're all in the middle, and
yep.
Sometimes the third batsman will face the one's bowler and other way around. And I guess, you know, the twos and threes can learn a lot off the ones when they're facing them and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's always good to have some good batsmen at your club, and it's showing this year that we've got a few, so hopefully there's a few more big scores.
What kind of numbers do you pull to a centre wicket session?
We'd get 25 plus.
Yeah.
But obviously Corey's coach this year, he's got it. He's got us all well drilled. Sort of, he'll have a bit of fielding off the side, and he'll have the bowlers and batsmen rotating, so everyone has a bit of a field. Everyone has a bit of a bowl, just so it doesn't get too stale and you just stand there for too long. So
yes, stale's a crucial word. Yeah. I think if you have too many guys who are in, like, I've got three mid wickets, then there's 2 points who are standing there shielding their eyes from the sun. Yeah, you don't want guys getting complacent or guys just going through the motions, which is where the fielding drills.
Yeah.
It's targeting an explicit thing are actually really important.
Yeah, it is. That's just touching on Corey, that's one thing he's sort of brought this year is he's sort of added the extra dynamic to training where we're doing more fielding and stuff like that. So no one is actually sitting around and doing anything.
Yeah.
Or nothing. So he's been good in that way.
So not just your senior bats, but we also saw one of the made one of the DVCA Junior Players of the Week, the post that we look to do to acknowledge the efforts of the young stars of the club. But Yudham Singh Brah in your under-16s River Gum Mill Park combined side, 92. 92 in under-16s.
That's good to see. I think our under-16s have actually merged with Mill Park to help them get a game together every week. I think they did the same thing last year too. So, and that's good to, you know, help each other out.
Club-wise. Oh, it's crucial because I don't know if it was similar in Jaga, but definitely in the DVCA, the one of the challenges we have is working on that rate of transition from 14s into 16s, 16s being converted into 18s or into senior cricket. Yep. But you really want to be providing an environment where junior cricketers are supported and challenged and they're enjoying their cricket.
100%. We don't want to lose these kids altogether. I mean, sort of. Another reason why we come across to help the junior program out a little bit more.
Okay.
We probably almost could have got an under-18 side up this year, but we couldn't. So having Mill Park help out has been fantastic, and obviously it's only a stone throw down the road. So, it's been good, and obviously we've got a couple under 12 sides and 14s and blasters, and so the junior program's looking really good at the moment.
That's the crucial thing, blast and 12s, and all of a sudden the roots are there. Yeah.
Well, that's sort of, you know, growing up, I started under 13s, and I think when we're winning our agro thags in the MCA, I think one or two of our sides had 9 junior players that came through from under, you know, 13s, 15s, and we all played cricket together. We won 15s flags together. And then, you know, well, I don't know how long. 10 years down the track, we're all winning senior flags together. So that makes it even more special. And
no, you can't beat that.
Hopefully these kids can do the same thing.
It's actually something I would really like to do in cricket, because I coached juniors for a few years at my club. And the idea of playing in a team that had my boys who came from under 12s through to senior cricket at the club, I'd call that a... Yeah, there's kind of a point where you say to cricket, look, I have now given back to you as you have given to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. How many of your 18s players are still playing on Saturdays? The 80 over format?
Well, we've got two 18-year-olds in our one side at the moment, Jack Bell and Jack Morley. Both fantastic cricketers. Jack Bell bowls leg spin. It's a hard art to do. And Jack Morley's been batting at first drop for us. Both sort of had long football seasons, both gun footballers, so they didn't really do much of a pre-season. So they're sort of working their way in, sort of like half the side actually, all had sort of football commitments, so a bit of a slow start for most. But yeah, those two kids are definitely one to watch. They, you know, Jack was sort of, right into football last year. He sort of come halfway through the year and he sort of seen the year out in the twos and made a lot of runs and just thought, we've got to get this kid in this year. And he's got 3 starts so far, but a big score's around the corner. And they're both Jets in the field, so they're good to have. Chase the ball for the All Blacks.
Oh, that's a fantastic thing about 18-year-olds. They can actually do that for 80 overs and not even notice it. Well, an 18-year-old leggy playing in Shield, that's a rare one. I'm very easily impressed when you say those sorts of words at me.
Yeah, he's... Obviously, he's Gary Bell's son, who was, you know, our captain coach for all those A-grade flags that we won a couple of years back. And they sort of went off to Plenty Valley Sub-District for, I don't know, maybe 3 years to help sort of Jack develop. And, yeah, he was playing two subbies there and bowling really well. I think he took a fifer. And, I think he just wanted to come back and enjoy his cricket a bit more. And we welcomed him back with open arms. And, yeah, he's taking a wicket every game this year. And sort of, he was our almost best player in the finals last year. Took a few big wickets. He's just going to get better and better, I reckon, as well. So it's exciting for us.
Has he let you in on much? Because I assume this is the difference between being a leggy at subbies, bowling the real stuff, versus going onto a synthetic deck in DVCA. How much of the art must be changed?
I would say that you've probably got to be a lot fuller. On the synth, though, sort of it can sit up a bit more, but Jack's not, he's not sort of your traditional sort of loop him. He saw you sort of quicker through the air, tries to rip him, but sort of goes across with the angle a bit more. So he's a bit tricky, very tricky to face. I don't really like facing in the nets because you don't always kind of skin through the gate or spin away. So he's very crafty. You know, as you know, all leggies do, they sort of probably give you a bad ball here and there, but he bowls his wicket balls and he gets a lot of them. So
I imagine if I asked any leg spinner, they'd say that a significant part of the craft is getting the batsman to be worrying about what you're doing just as they're coming in.
Yeah, I think it does.
So this week, the Cup Weekend one-day match, we've got you guys coming up against another really heavy strength batting side in Mass Shield in Lorimer. So they themselves batted really, really strongly over the weekend. And Dave Chesterton, 103 not out, to score to rival your own. Yep. Look, if nothing else, very good chance for you guys to see how you're able to curtail a strong batting lineup.
Yeah, it is. We sort of, as I said earlier, it's a bit of an unknown. Lorimer, don't really know much about them. Being the cricket nuffy that I am, though, I sort of look back at past year stats and stuff like that and sort of see and get some frog box vision on their bowlers and batsmen. And
God, you've done the job properly.
The boys call me a nuffy, so I'll pop it. obviously, I know Chesterton, I think they've got batsman Richardson, who's not a bad bat, and the captain goes all right too. I think it's Body. I think they come down from B grade last year, so they're obviously going to be one of the teams to beat this year, and we're looking forward to the challenge and being one day as well. And I know they've got probably Baker, who's not a bad left arm bowler. I think I played rep cricket against him many years ago. They're going to be a very dangerous side. We've got to be on the top of our game. But we're looking forward to the challenge. Like, this is what we come across. We want to challenge every week.
All right. Matthew Perry from the River Gum Career Club, thank you very, very much for coming in on the DBCA show.
No worries, thanks for having me.
So River Gum coming up against Lorimer in Mass Shield over the Cup week, and we're looking forward to seeing how River Gum progress throughout Mass Shield and indeed throughout the DBCA seniors and juniors in their first season as part of our association. Remember, more cricket, more people, more often.